It's the local beat with not Dave O'Brien this week, but pinch hitting for Dave is Lena Yost of the Chronicle Telegram. This segment brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as mentioned, again, pinch hitting for Dave O'Brien this week is Lena Yost. Lena, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. And thank you again for hopping aboard and joining me here this week for the local beat. The first story I wanted to discuss with you comes from your colleague, Carissa Wojtek, and it appears that firefighters in Lorain have agreed to a new contract with the city. So what are some of the important details maybe to note in this one?
They have, yeah. So they will get, they'll bump up their wages for about maybe $7,000 or so. This is because they receive incentive payments usually for being, you know, certified EMTs, taking a fitness test, but those incentives are now being rolled into their base salary, so those will be gone. They want to come more into line with surrounding cities' fire departments. This very closely mirrors what they did previously with the police department. So that is all getting lined up for them, but there was some question between the city auditor and the union's financial head over what the actual cost of this is going to be for the city. The union said the cost will be about an additional $860,000, while the auditor's office was saying the impact would be about $2.1 million. That's quite a big difference.
Yeah.
So the city auditor, she was actually including 6 new positions for the fire department that were not supposed to be included in the contract. So with those eliminated, the difference is now between about $860,000 to the city looking at $1.2 million. Still a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be some follow-up stories from Carissa in the coming days over what this is actually going to mean for the city and for the union.
Wow, yeah, quite the difference there between just over 800,000 and then what? Yeah, just over 2 million. Like you said, that's come back down with what, 6 new positions that were added that weren't supposed to be there. That's kind of crazy with how that shakes out. But yeah, we'll certainly be on the lookout for some updates regarding that as the week moves along. So the other one I wanted to touch on here with you this morning here, Lena, was regarding something your colleague Dylan Reynolds penned, and it talks about some plans that were in place for the Ford Ohio Assembly Plant here in Lorain County. They were supposed to build a new product, but I guess that's not really happening anymore. That project has been relocated elsewhere. What's important to know here?
Yeah, it's some disappointing news, I think, for a lot of Ford employees and for a lot of city employees. Building this new product was supposed to bring about 1,500 new jobs to the area. And now with that being pulled out, those products are now going to be made at the plant in Mexico. And so those extra jobs won't be coming to the Ford Motor Company, according to a letter the union sent out to its workers and employees. The Ford Company has confirmed that this letter is accurate. This is true. However, the Ford plant is saying that they will be expanding some production, so there might be some new jobs still coming, but not to the level that was previously expected. And there's obviously going to be a lot more to come on this. Area mayors, particularly for Avon Lake, Sheffield, and Sheffield Lake, were pretty disappointed in this. And there is some contractual issues. The local union did sign its contract based off of the promise that there was going to be new jobs and that this new product would be made there. And now that that is not looking to happen, they are considering what the next steps are in terms of whether this is a contract violation. So there will be probably some follow-up in the next couple of weeks on what the next steps are for the Ford union and for the Ford plant.
Yeah, wow, that kind of adds a whole new layer to things when things were set up based off that project coming here, and then all of a sudden it's not here and things changing. So, wow, yeah, certainly we'll be on the lookout for some updates regarding that as well.
Absolutely.
So, Lena, I'll kind of put you on the spot here. I know I told you we were only going to go over the 2 stories, but with Governor DeWine kind of doing some vaccine updates on Tuesday and kind of announcing some of the plans moving forward, I'm curious just your 2 cents, because me and Dave have talked about it a number of times, you know, over the past couple weeks and stuff. But just curious your thoughts on how Ohio's vaccination plan is coming along, what you've seen here in Lorain County, any feedback that you may have gotten as far as those vaccines go.
Well, I personally am very excited for when it opens up to that younger age group. I myself am in my 20s, and so I've been waiting patiently for that time to come, as I'm sure many people my age have been. It'll be very interesting to see how it rolls out. One of our reporters, Jason Hawk, actually just spoke with our Lorain County Health Department Commissioner Dave Cobble today, and he was expecting this announcement, and it looks like there's going to be some bigger vaccine clinics coming to Lorain County. So I hope that we can get these people through smoothly and quickly. But it certainly seems like jumping from 40 to 49 and then going to 16 plus, that's quite a big age gap there. So it'll be interesting to see how many more vaccines we can roll out in this short amount of time.
Yeah, the sooner the better. I think we're all patiently just waiting for those to keep on rolling in. I'm kind of with you, I should say. I'm in my 20s as well, so just kind of waiting for that to trickle down to our age group as well. So we'll certainly be on the lookout for more vaccines, hopefully soon. Lena, before I let you get out of here, I know you kind of told us you'll have updates on the Firefighters Union in Lorain, as well as maybe some stuff regarding that Ford project that is no more. But what else should we be on the lookout from you and your colleagues this week over at the Chronicle-Telegram?
Yeah, there was an interesting billboard put up in Elyria about a week ago from the Elyria Republican Party, and it looks like that's sparking some reaction online. So look for that story from myself, and then look for a deeper look on what's going to happen next as the ages range for vaccinations opens up, and some more one-year pandemic reflections from our Lorain County mayors.
All right. Well, fantastic. Lena, thank you very much. I tell you what, you pinch hit for Dave O'Brien, you step right in and you knock it out of the park. Fantastic work out of you this week. And again, I appreciate you joining me here on the local beat. We'll be on the lookout for what you and your colleagues have in the Chronicle later this week. Thank you again for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.